Lisbeth Mateo and Marco Saavedra, both in their 20s, are two of the nine who asked U.S. Customs and Border Protection for permission to enter the U.S. despite not having proper documentation. They say they did it to bring attention to what they call flawed immigration and deportation policies. Mohamed Abdullahi is with the National Immigration Youth Alliance. He says each member of the group presented a letter to border officials detailing their academic and family ties to the U.S. and asking to, quote, come back home.
Immigration has become almost this criminal thing. So while I tell you that it's just civil detention, they did physically get handcuffed. They did physically get put in the back of a van. They are in a holding facility that's very identical to a jail cell.
Although immigration officials would normally turn people away at the port of entry if they did not have proper documentation, Abdullahi says that did not happen in this case because the nine are asking for special legal review of their status.
Turn yourself in at the border for some kind of application, or you request refuge, or you request something, they have to process you before being able to turn you away. It's just humanitarian law. They have to.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials say the agency cannot comment on the detentions. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.